What have you seen in the Senate bill that is alike or unlike what you're working on in the House?
Yeah, Brian, obviously we haven't seen a bill yet
from the four-page framework that you saw.
Right. I like what I see. I'm encouraged, and I will tell you why. If you want to solve this problem, a couple things you need to realize. Well, first is you have to realize that everything is broken, and so you have to deal with what's broken. That's number one. And if you want to solve it, there's a couple of pretty logical things that are, you know, that hit you in the face. Number one is it has to be bipartisan. Well, why? Because technically the only way we can pass something is if it's bipartisan.
Okay.
The other thing is this. I'm encouraged because we have to make sure that whatever we do adheres to the rule of law of our country. That's what we are based on. The senators are very clear that they want to do that. And finally, they're not ignoring parts that are broken. You know, I use the analogy, you know, if you have a car that has no tires, no engine, you know, no doors, you can't just put tires on it. You got to fix it. You have to fix what's broken. The Senate is looking at fixing what's broken. They're doing it following the rule of law. They're doing it making sure that border security is a must. The United States cannot be the only country that cannot determine who comes in and who leaves. I will tell you, not only is it our right, it is the obligation of the United States to be able to do that. So the senators, I'm very pleased, have looked at the whole thing. They've put out some great principles, and I think you're going to see in the House an actual legislative proposal, legislative language that is very similar to that. Because if you want to solve it, reasonable people are going to reach very similar
right.
conclusions.
Well, let's talk about border security. Would you be okay, and this is what Charles Krauthammer said last night, if you guys are talking about, and women, are talking about building a wall, you're serious. If you talk about electronic surveillance, you're not.
Here's the issue. We can secure the border, and it's an issue of will and of technology. Now, as far as what's the best technical way to do it, fencing and other things, whatever it takes, whatever we need to do to secure our border, we have to do it. There can be zero tolerance. You know, there's no, like, wink, wink, nod, nod. There has to be zero tolerance. And border security is more than just securing on the actual border, which is essential. It's also interior security, making sure that we have an e-verify type system that's workable, that's real, mm-hmm. that's enforced. And so we can do it. It's an issue of political will,
right.
technology. So as far as I'm concerned, whatever it takes,
I want you to hear what the president said at the end of his speech. I was surprised and heartened that he acknowledged that the Senate's doing something and Republicans and Democrats are working together rather than the same attack on you guys that we've been seeing for the last 4.5 years. However, he added this, and I thought it was totally unnecessary.
So we know where the consensus should be. If Congress is unable to move forward in a timely fashion, I will send up a bill based on my proposal and insist that they vote on it right away.
So what's the point of that?
Well, I'm not quite sure what the point of the whole speech was, to tell you the truth.
Right, why fly out to Las Vegas to do something you could have done in the Rose Garden?
Well, you know, yeah, and if there's anybody who hasn't done things in a timely fashion, it's him. So, look, remember what Carney said, what is it, paraphrasing, it's for the credit. No, the president wants to take credit. Remember what Ronald Reagan said, it's amazing what you can get done if you don't care who takes the credit. This is a president who has a totally different philosophy of life. I'm not here to bash him right now. I've bashed him enough, and I'll continue to bash him. We got to get this done. It's important for our national security,
right.
for our economic security. The president, frankly, has not been very helpful. I don't expect him to be very helpful. I do hope, however, that he doesn't just hurt us and doesn't get in the way.
So Congressman, just give me, and don't worry about talking over our heads in legislative ease, where is the biggest area of difference? Because I know you're talking to your brethren in the Senate. What's the biggest area of difference that you're going to have to work out nose to nose?
You know, I think ideologically, and I'm speaking for myself now, we're very close, because there have been a lot of conversations, and we're very close. I'm less concerned, Brian, ironically, about the ideological differences that we may have. I'm concerned about some of the technical issues that nobody's really been focusing on that might be problematic. And without getting too specific, there are technical issues. You know, remember we were talking about border security. Look, we need to make sure that what we do is real. We do not want to be doing this again, you know, 5 or 10 years from now. If we're going to do this, we have to secure the borders. So there are technical issues that we need to resolve. A number of us in the House have spent a lot of time trying to solve those.
But you realize also how much it's going to cost us. The estimates say about $1 trillion, because once these illegals become legal, if they pass the background checks, they get eligible for food stamps, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. Don't you think the American people need a dollar figure?
Well, there will be a dollar figure. The irony, however, is that the cost is not with the ones who are illegal, because you can deal with that. You can make sure that they don't qualify for, you know, food stamps, et cetera. The irony is the cost is for the legal folks. And so, again, those are some of the technical issues that frankly, are I think, more difficult to deal with. So you're absolutely right. Those are some of the issues. They are strictly technical scoring-type issues. I think we'll be able to solve them. But those are the issues that I'm more concerned about.